Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It is that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen to Him. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the Word of God. The Lord is always ready to share deep insight, to inspire us, to motivate us, to bless us, to uplift our souls. All we just need to do is to come on this platform and listen to the Lord speak. There is a word for that situation of your life. That's why I'm confident that you being here, it's already an amazing day for you. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to share, 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 and share. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 11th day in the month of March, 2025. It's a beautiful Tuesday. I will be looking at a topic that says Jesus cares. Jesus cares. Our aim for today is taken from in 5 from our Open Heaven Manual. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Joshua chapter 21 to chapter 22. Joshua from chapter 21 to chapter 22. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, which says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 1 to 16. 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 1 to 16. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said unto Ahab, as the Lord the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, live here, turn eastward, and hide in Kerit Ravine, east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there. So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to Kerit Ravine, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and the bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath, and when he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar, so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called, and bring me, please, a piece of bread. Verse 12, "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land." She went away and did as Elijah told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jar of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, God cares deeply for all his children. In 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7, we read about the widow of one of the sons of the prophet, whose husband died and left her with a load of debt. When the creditor came and wanted to take her sons into bondage if she didn't pay, she cried to Elijah, who told her to borrow many vessels and pour from the little bottle of oil that she had at home into them. The great provider stepped in, and she was able to pay off her debt and live off the proceeds of the oil she sold for the rest of her life. In John chapter 6 from verse 5 to 13, Jesus fed 5,000 men, not counting women and children, with a boy's lunch to show that he truly cared. He multiplied the lunch until everybody was fed and there were 12 baskets of leftovers. These and many more stories show that Jesus truly cares. Jesus also cares about us, not just our needs. He knows how fragile our human bodies are, and he wants us to be in good shape to do what he has called us to do. Years ago, there was a day I attended to people from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. when I managed to eat a little before attending our Bible study service. When I returned to my office, people were already waiting to see me. I kept praying for people until 10:30 p.m. and I was told that there were 10 more people waiting. By that time, my body was aching and I was very tired. I asked God for what to do, and he said, "You don't need to let them go. They will receive their miracle." I was surprised and I said, "God, you mean I can talk to you, the Almighty, sitting down?" He replied that he has walked on the earth as a human and he knows what it means to be tired. Jesus knows our weakness. He knows our weak frame and cares deeply about us, like we see in Psalm 103 verse 14. He is our high priest, who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities because he faced the same issues we now face, like we see in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. In today's Bible reading, we see how God cared for his prophet throughout the famine. He wasn't stranded at any point. Beloved, put all your trust in God. He truly cares for you, and he will never leave you stranded. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Thank you, Jesus, for your loving care. Thank you, Jesus, for your loving cares. I want you to remember today that the Lord cares for you." If this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour where you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.